Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Professor Smadar Rosenzweig, and today we will be studying Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Chet, Chapter 18. To recap Perek Yud Zayin, Chapter 17. The Plishtim gathered their armies in Yehuda with endless troops, and Shaul mobilizes his men to the Valley of Elah near Beit Shemesh. And the two opposing armies are on opposing mountains. Each morning and evening for 40 days, Goliath, HaPlishti, the giant, appears in the valley between the two armies. He's massive, tall, wearing copper armor from head to toe. A very impressive physical figure. And his weapons bearer walks before him. He taunts Bnei Israel and demands that they pick a warrior to combat him, mano a mano, man to man. Typical, like the Greek approach. Whoever wins will free his nation. Whoever loses will have to be enslaved to the other nation. David is home watching the sheep, and his father sends him to inquire about his brother's welfare. And when he's there, he sees Goliath appearing in the valley, delivering his daily diatribe. And Bnei Israel flee and are afraid. During this tumult, they're discussing, what's the king's prize to whoever will slay and defeat Goliath? David finds out the king will make him rich, give him his daughter's hand in marriage, and will free the soldier's family. David keeps on inquiring about this, so Shaul calls David for an audience to speak to the king. What is this? Why are you constantly asking about this? And here's a very important part of David's introduction story. We already discussed how Shaul's introduction story with not finding the donkeys and needing a personal odyssey to really develop his Ruach Elohim and his connection with Shmuel foreshadow Shaul's kingship and some of the places where he fails. He never finishes anything. Here as well, David's introduction story will foreshadow and highlight David's career as a successful and courageous king. When David meets Shaul, David is very self-confident. He tells Shaul, stop worrying about Goliath. And David volunteers himself to fight with Goliath. Shaul tells David, you're just a youth and not, or what do you know about fighting a warrior like Goliath? But David says, I defeated the lion and the bear and I defended my sheep. I will do the same thing to Goliath, because he is an enemy of Hashem. Really, Shaul or Yonatan should have been the ones to volunteer to fight Goliath. He's the king, and Yonatan is his warrior son. So David is really filling a vacuum in Am Yisrael. David says, I'm not going to fight with the armor. I'm not going to fight with the sword. I am going to fight with Hashem's name on my lips. And we saw that this is the key to David's success. He's not fighting Goliath on his own terms, on Goliath's terms. He's fighting Goliath on David's term, his own terms. The sword versus the word of God. Swords won't win battles. The God of Israel, Hashem, wins battles. And David runs forward and strikes Goliath in the one exposed part between his eyes with a slingshot and a stone, and Goliath falls down dead. David cuts off Goliath's head with Goliath's own sword and publicizes his act, and the Plishtim retreat in fear. And the verse emphasizes, the Pasuk emphasizes very clearly, V'cheravein biyad David. David has no sword in his hand. Now, David is going to be the great warrior of Am Yisrael. He's going to use the sword all the time, but we all have to know that David knows that where is the strength really? From Hashem, from the word of God. And that's why David really miraculously kills Goliath with a stone, with a slingshot. He has to prove himself in his introduction to Bnei Israel that even though he's going to be a great warrior, he believes that Hashem is the one who's fighting these wars, not man. Man is the instrument of Hashem, of God. This is the kind of leader Bnei Israel need. And thus, a new leader of Bnei Israel is introduced, David, the wielder of God's name, of Hashem's name in battle. Our Perek 18, Yud Chet, opens with the newfound friendship between Yonatan and David. They make a covenant between them. Yonatan sees a lot of himself in David, a great warrior who invokes God's name. If you are on such a high level, it's hard to find kindred spirits. And usually these sorts of friends are rivals, and the line between love and hate is very thin. Yet this friendship is going to be consistent and positive throughout Yonatan and David's lifetime. David is successful in everything he does, and the women come out to dance and sing that Shaul killed thousands, but David slays tens of thousands. Vatetzena anashim mikol arei Yisrael, lashir. Bimcholot, betupim, besimcha, ubishalishim. They come out with musical instruments and they dance. Vatanena asarim anashim hamesachakot. And the women who are singing and dancing are saying, Hika Shaul ba'alafav, v'David berivvotav. Shaul slays thousands, but David slays tens of thousands. Vayichar l'Shaul me'od vayira b'einav adavar hazeh. Vayomer natnu l'David revavot, v'li natnu ha'alafim, v'od lo amlucha. Shaul is so upset. I only got thousands, but David got tens of thousands. The only thing that he's missing is the melucha, the kingship. Oh, very insightful of Shaul, but also you see how the jealousy and the anger in Shaul is rising up. And we see it very clearly the next day. Vatitzlach ruach Elokim ra'al Shaul. Vaitnabe betoch habayit v'David menagen biyado ki yom v'yom v'achanit biyad Shaul. The next day, Shaul has a ruach ra'ah, and he is prophesying in the house. And David is playing his kinnor, like he does every day, and chanit, and the chanit is in the hands of Shaul, and Shaul takes the chanit, and he says, okay, I'll kill David and the wall, and David escapes twice, and Shaul is so afraid of David, because he sees that Hashem is with him, umeim Shaul sar. Shaul is afraid of David, because he sees that Hashem is with Shaul, and instead of him being his right-hand man, he sends him out to be a general. Shaul is very hurt by this, and the next day when David plays for him, he attempts to kill him. David escapes, but Shaul realizes that David's presence enrages him, so he makes him a captain of a thousand soldiers, like Yonatan. As a result of his public success, Bnei Yisrael loved David. Shaul was about to marry off his eldest daughter, Merav, to David as promised, because he was the hero of the encounter. But she was betrothed in the middle of the process to Adriela Mcholati, so that union was not possible. However, Shaul's younger daughter loves David, and it was suggested to David that he marry her, but he needs to have a dowry, and David is not wealthy enough to marry into the king's family. What to do? Shaul suggests that his dowry would be the foreskins of 100 plishtim. What does foreskins of 100 plishtim have to do with marriage? Shaul felt that, if he asks for 100 foreskins of the plishtim, which means he has to kill 100 plishtim, then maybe David would die in battle. But instead of bringing 100 foreskins, David brings 200, and Shaul's plan is foiled. Shaul is entering a dark place. David is becoming the new hero of Am Yisrael. Originally, it was Shaul, or Yonatan, his son. Now everyone loves David, even Shaul, who originally loved David when he came and met him and made him into his arms bearer. Now his two children also love David, and the people of Israel love David. Shaul feels all alone and cornered. And as a result, he will begin to hunt David and try to kill him to salvage his own kingship. And to salvage his own kingship, he is even willing to destroy his own family in the process. So this is a big turning point in the relationship between David and Shaul. Shaul feels so lonely because all of his family members and Am Yisrael are looking to David. David is the new hero, whereas originally Shaul was the king and the hero of Am Yisrael. And this starts to gnaw at Shaul, and it destroys Shaul's life and his self-image. In our next perek, in our next chapter, we will see how Shaul goes about trying to assassinate David. So this becomes the focal point of Shaul's life. It reminds us a little of the Cain and Hevel story, where really Hashem was telling Cain, you could do better, you could improve yourself. Your answer is not to kill Hevel, but Cain chooses the answer that the solution to his problems is to destroy Hevel instead of improving himself or looking at things positively. What we see here is that Yonatan, instead of destroying David, his view is to join David and to work together to try to make a better future for Am Yisrael. So we have a lot of intrigue, a lot of contrasts, and a lot of different approaches to life. What do you do when you see competition, when you see someone taking your spot? Do you try to destroy that person, or do you try to improve yourself? Thank you for studying together, L'Ilui Nishmat Frida Bat Moshe Eliyahu.